This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Polling is progressing smoothly in 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts in the first phase of Bihar Assembly election. Voting is being held in Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, Darbhanga, Madhepura and Saharsa. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, voting will conclude at 5 p.m. in Simri, Bhaktiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of the Suregarh Assembly segment. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. For more updates, now we go over live to our correspondent Dharmendra Kumar Rai. Dharmendra, how is the polling progressing in Bihar?
And we, by and large, the polling process is underway peacefully. Barring some sporadic incidents of violence, the polling is underway peacefully. In Lakhisarai, some antisocial elements attacked on convoy of Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha when he was going to a polling booth. And police has said that the investigation is underway regarding this incident. If we talk about the polling percentage, we have figures of polling percentage by 3 p.m. In Sheikhpura and Patna, the polling percentage has recorded less than 50%. In some districts like Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Begusarai and Lakhisarai, the polling percentage is about to touch 60%. So in urban areas, brisk polling being witnessed in urban areas, several polling stations.
Thank you, Dharmendra, for that live update. The Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar today dismissed the Rashtriya Janata Dal's RJD's allegations of deliberate power cuts at certain polling stations during the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. The Chief Electoral Officer termed the claims completely baseless and misleading. Meanwhile, campaigning for the second phase has picked up pace. Leaders of NDA and Mahagathbandhan are engaged in campaigning in the support of their candidates. Addressing a rally in Areria, Bihar, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today accused RJD for lawlessness and lack of development in Bihar during their tenure. Later, the Prime Minister also addressed a rally in Bhagalpur. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a rally at Purnia in Bihar. Mr. Gandhi said Bihar needs to progress again. He said the world's best universities and hospitals should be established in Bihar. In the second phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to the polls on 11th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November. Members of the Indian women cricket team, winner of the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup 2025, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In a social media post, President Murmu congratulated the team and said that they have created history and have become role models for the younger generation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted the champions of the Women's World Cup at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg yesterday. Mr. Modi congratulated the women cricket team on their victory and praised their remarkable comeback in the tournament after a string of three defeats.
सचमुच में आप लोगों ने बहुत बड़ा काम किया है और भारत में क्रिकेट एक खेल नहीं है एक प्रकार से भारत के लोगों की जिंदगी बन गया है क्रिकेट में अच्छा होता है तो भारत अच्छा फील करता है और क्रिकेट में थोड़ा सा भी इधर होगा तो पूरा भारत हिल जाता है
In men's cricket, India have set a target of 168 runs before Australia in the fourth T20 international at Carrera Oval in Queensland today. Earlier, put into bat, the visitors posted 167 for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The 5-match series levelled at 1-1. The Sensex shed 148 points to close at 83,311 while the Nifty dipped 88 points to settle at 25,510. And that is the end of this news bulletin.